That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. The Chachamim Maimon, the Chachamim say no. Metamos Eivorim. Now, each piece of the bed by itself could be Mekabel Tumah. It's right to be used, the pieces by itself. Who are dinam at the Harris Eivorim? If the pieces became tummy, or even if the whole bed became tummy, and now you take the pieces apart, you're allowed to be toivel each piece by itself. Hey, if the pieces have a chshivus of a kli, it's makabel tuma, and you can put them in the mikvah, it's matayr, it comes to our also.
What?
Mikvah? If you want to, sure. Yeah. The chiddush is, if you want, you can take it apart and do it separately. But of course, if you want to do it together, vada, it's good. So now that's the Chum Shita. Chum says, no, it's metame, each piece separately. In other words, each piece of the bed by itself is called a kli, you could be used. So in this, the Gemara answered, mind you, what's the case now that you can have pieces of a bed that's mekabel tuma? In other words, Chum, don't argue on the whole yisrael of Hilchos Kelim. The old Mishnayos of Kelim say, what's something that could be mekabel tuma? If it's a kli, it has to be usable. Something that's not usable, it's not called a kli, can't be mekabel tuma. So what's Pranachom here that they say, parts of the bed could be mekabel tuma? Like, what can you use it for? Or else, my nini, what's the case? What part of the bed are they talking about? On this said, Amar Rav Chonon, Amar Rebbe, Arucho Ushtei Kroyim. We're talking about, it's the length of the frame with the two legs attached to it. And Sarah, or else the width of the frame, the smaller part of the frame, Ushtei Kroyim. And you have the two legs still attached to it. So that's called part of the bed that could be Mekabel Tumah, according to Chachamim, and you could table the mikvah also by itself. Fred Gemara is a good of the Maichazi, but what is it used for? Like, why do you say this is still called a Kli? For what use do you have from the length of the frame with its two legs? What can you use it for? And the Gemara, Lemis Mechino Aguda, you could lie it against the wall, or Lemesa Velayu, and lean on top of it. You could use it like a couch. In other words, if you have a frame with its two legs, so then you could let it lie along the wall, and it'd be like a couch. Trashi, Lemis Mechino Aguda, Lekarvon Eitz Lakoiso, bring them near, close to the wall. Harochiv Kamole Reichiv Mita, the width. Like the width of the bed, for nice and eitzim in akroyim, put the wood from the legs, or the kaislam or shayslam aglaisav. Kitty can make it use like a stretcher, like to use to lie on top of it. So if you have this long board with the two legs to it, you could use it to make like a stretcher to lean on. Or mishta ashli, or else you could mishta ashli v'naisin chavolim. You put strings now, it's like a stretcher. So in between the two boards, you put string to hold yourself up there. Or mesarig, and you weave there. Or roya lemishka of a matama medrus. Therefore, it's roya to lean on this. In other words, you use the frame, and then you weave it in between with material. So you have like a stretcher, so you could lie down on it. So therefore, it's called like a bed that has tumas mishka on it. Tumas mishka of a moishav, a medrus. Tumas medrus it has on it. So therefore, it's makabel tumah. That's the case we're talking about. And if you take the bed mamish apart, that you can't use the pieces, it's not makabel tumah. You can't put it to the mikvah. Now, talking about a case where you have the frame with its two legs attached, you could use it, lie it against the wall, and then push string across from one side to the other side, and it'll be like a stretcher. So, the Mar Gufa. So, Mela, that could be Pshan Al Mishter also. That Al Mishter says, if you make tchach with the frame of the beds, that mashmitz puzzle. So the question was, a frame of a bed is not a kli anymore. It can't be used. Why is it puzzle? It's not makabel tumah. We're talking about a wooden frame. The Teretz says, no, we're talking about you have the frame with its two legs. So since it's roi to be used, it's still called the kli. It's still makabel tumah. Maybe that's why it's puzzle. So you don't have a raya from our Mishnah to Rav Dimi's halacha. But halacha, we take a paskin to Ravami. The halacha, we pass like Ravami, though. Mar says, now gufa. Omer Ravami said like this, Omer Ravami Batev Yumi, Sichacho Bavavloi Kalim. If you use chach, leftover the ruined materials of flax, let's say, is psula. Still, you can't use as postless chach. For the Gemara, my Bavloi Kalim, what does it mean to use the ruined part of the Kalim? Ruined part of a begit. Omer Abaye Matlonis. It means Mamish small shmatis, small patches, Shein Behen Sholosh Al Sholosh. There's not even 3x3. Not even 3x boys by 3x boys. Smaller than a handkerchief. It can't be used for poor people. It can't be used for rich people. So it's not called a kli at all. Therefore, right now, it's not makabel tumah. Still, you can't use it for schach. And the Torah says, since it once upon a time was part of a big beged, it was royal makabel tumah at that point. So now, even though you take it apart, still it has a din to be posel for schach. Martani kavos de ravami batavumi. I'll bring you Rai, we learned like him. The din is machzolis shel shifa. If you have mats made from shifa, v'shogami, a type of straw, type of material, vasha shifa, lishka, shogami, eunuch, some say it's like straw, all right, type of something that grows, is afal pi, shenifchaso mikishurom, ein mesachim behen. Even though this mat now became smaller than the shear that it could be in the makabel tumah, still you can't use it for schach. Because even though these are machzolis mats that came from things that grow off the ground, so really it should be kosher schach. Then, so it was possible at the beginning because it was a wide mat that could be makabel tumah. But now that it became so small, it's not makabel tumah. Why is it possible? It's a right to Rabami that since this mat was once a part something that could be makabel tumah, we say you can never use it for schach anymore. Rashi says, "Afal pi shenifkasu Rashi achshav mikashir l'tumah etnan mafret shishal shisha a mafret a mat has to at least be six tvachim by six tvachim." Still, here the din is ein masachin. Hoyel u'mekli kosi. Since the one came from a big size, a big mat, there was six tvachim by six tvachim. Utchilasa hoyso mekabelas tumah mishka v'azav yanida. Since at the beginning, this mat was wide six tvachim by six tvachim, and it was a had a tumas mishka v'azav yanida. Therefore, it's posel tzach. Even now, when it became smaller than that size. What about machzelas hakanim? Let's say you have a mat made from bamboo sticks. All the shiloh they sell here, you have these, like a shade, what do you call it, a Venetian blind, made from bamboo sticks. That you have it weave woven together. Is machzelas hakanim, you have a mat made from bamboo sticks. Kedoyla mesachim bo, if it's a big bamboo sticks, you could use it for schach. Ketanei mesachim bo. But it's made from small ones, then you can't use it for schach. Why not? So Rashi says, "Kedoyla mesachim bo telav klihu tistam olasichuch." If you have a big mat, like made from big bamboo sticks, you don't use it to sit on, to lean on. Mistam was made to use for schach, so it was never made for kli. It was made for schach. It's not called the kli. It's not makabel tumah. Therefore, you're allowed to use it for schach. Mashen ken ketanim apostle, because ketanim is used to use it to sit on. It's meant to use like a mat or like a bed, so therefore it's makabel tumah, it has tumas mishkav on it, so therefore it's possible for schach. We have a lezer wayman, no. Afi mekabelas tumah v'yem esachim bo. And even a gedurla is also no good. So Rashi says, kesavri yolz, stomo l'shchivo klihi. Even a big bamboo mat. But Mestama, when they made this mat, they made it to put down and to sleep on, to lean on, to lie on. So since it's made l'shchiva, therefore it has tumas medris of a zav or a nidam, therefore it's called a kli that's makabel tumah. So that's the klal. Any kli that's makabel tumah, it's posel for schach. And Allah, we hold like Ravami, even when the kli gets broken and doesn't have the shear now to makabel tumah, still you can't use it for schach. Right, then the end of the Mishnah said, ha'achoytet pegodish. That let's say you have a whole pile of hay, a haystack there, and now in the middle of it you start to hollow it out to make a size that you can get in there. It's 10 feet by 10 feet now, and even though you have kosher schach on top, because hay is kosher schach, but since you did not put the schach there, you did not make it. When you first piled up this pile, it was tam a hay pile. It wasn't made l'shem schach, l'shem tzel. Later it came by itself, the tzel is there. So that's not called an asiya, that's posel schach. But Omer Rav Huna says though, Loshana, this was only learned, El Shein Bo Chalal Tefach, V'Meshach Shiva. That means the haystack Metchila was mamash piled up straight. It was complete hay. There was no aver in between, there was no Chalal, no empty space of a Tefach. But what's going to be if, let's say this haystack, for some reason in the middle of the haystack, there was space. There was a Chalal Tefach. You had a space of a Tefach. And then on top of that you put more hay. So the klal is anytime you have a space of a tefach, on top is called an oil. So then we say what you put on top of the space is considered you're making a roof. You're making like a schach there. You're making an oil. So it was called matchil, you made an oil. So matchil, when you put the hay on top of the space, you like made it a shem schach, it had a shem schach. Then it's kosher. So Amar Rav Huna, again. Loishon, when do we say it's posel? Elishain shom chalal tefach. There's no space in this haystack, even a space of a tefach wide. The meshach shiva, the length of 7 by 7, that's a kosher shear, scha'asuka. Avu yeshom chalal tefach. But let's say there's a space in the haystack that the space is high, a tefach. The meshach shiva, it's 7 tefachim long and 7 tefachim wide. So the kids on that space, when you put the schachna on top, is a rezu sukkah. That's called you're putting the hay on top, l'shem schach. See, even though right now you don't have the tefanis, right now you don't have the walls, that's not a psul. Later you go inside this haystack and you hollow it out much more and make it that now you have walls of 10 tefachim high. So l'maisa, now it's a kosher sukkah. Because metchila, when you put the schach on top, the schach was put l'shem schach. In other words, once you have a space of a tefach, what goes on top of that is called an oil. If the space wouldn't be a space of a tefach, less than a tefach, what goes on top is not called an oil. So you put the schach on top, it's not called, you made it l'shem schach. But if it has a space of a tefach, it's called, you made kosher schach. Rashi said, El l'shem shom chalal tefach. Goiva, it's not high, a space of a tefach. B'meshach oirev rechev shiva, tefachim, kishir sukkah. That you don't have it 7 by 7 tefachim of this. The yachakach higdish kol agodesh aloise chlal. The yachshav nasa shem schach melov. If you never had the space, so when you put the hay on top of it, you stamp piled up hay on top of hay, it never had a shem schach. Flohoy yolov shem schach metchila. Metchila, when you made this hay pile, there was never a shem schach, there was only a hay pile. So later, when you hollow out the middle of the hay pile, you did not make the schach. It's called the schach came by itself. That's possible. Avulim yeshom chalal tefach oilu. But if there's a space of air, an air pocket there, high a tefach, that's called an oil. Nimsa shein schach aloisa godish. So the hay you're putting on top of that air pile now is called schach. Ugeshachoytet boy milmato. Now later when you get inside there and you hollow out further down, you hollow it out downwards. That you make the hollowness now. It's not cool you're making the schach now. All you're doing now is just fixing up the walls. Over the fanis, by the walls, the Torah never said a psul of tasra, you have to make it and not be made by itself. But the Torah is only makbid upon the schach, you have to make the schach. Now this case here now, that you have the hay pile, that there was a space of a tefach there, so you made the schach. So the same halacha, kesukah, shebchusam yasarim. We had before, let's say you have a sukkah. You made the schach, but at the beginning it was lower than 10 tefachim. So right now the sukkah is possible. We had before, v'chokak bo, v'yashlim al asara, and then you went in the middle of the sukkah, and you hollowed out, you dig down in the ground another tefach deep. So now it comes out that the walls are 10 tefachim high, the sukkah is kosher. So the question is, why is the sukkah kosher? At the beginning, when you put the schach on top, was a pasul sukkah. So why did you say it wasn't called made a sukkah? Now first, by digging down on the ground, now you're first making a kosher schach. So why don't you say a psul of tasav levinosi? The Teretz says no. Negate the schach, if when you put the schach there was at least an oil of a tefach, that's called you're making schach. So you made the schach was kosher schach. What was the sorum? That the walls were not high, 10 tefachim. By the walls, there's no psul of tasav levinosi. So the walls, it doesn't make a difference. Later, hollow down, dig down the walls, make the walls to be high, 10 tefachim. Now you have kosher walls, there's no psul of tasav levinosi. As long as at the time when you made the schach, it had a shame oil, that's called good schach. What's called an oil? An oil means it has to at least be like mechitzas coming down at least a tefach. There has to be a hollowness of at least a tefach. If you have space of a tefach, now, just space of a tefach alone is not enough. Like Lamashon, the Ramah Paskins Lalocha, that when you make your sukkah, you have to be careful first to make the walls of the sukkah, and then to make the schach. What Ramah says, if you make the schach first, you just have, let's say, a frame, no walls, and first you make the schach, and then you make the walls, the oldest puzzle. The Ramah says it's puzzle. Why that's called tasav leminosi? Because at the time when you made the schach, it's a puzzle sukkah. There's no walls, it's not called schach. Later you go and make the walls, so the schach becomes kosher by itself. It's not called you made the schach. That's the way the Ramah paskins. Now, lochet samachlekes achrayim, if we hold like that or not. But about the chachili, you shouldn't do like that. You should never make your schach first, and then make the walls. always first make the wools and then make the schach. So the lochis, the Mishmura speaks out to you. But that's only, the Ramos talking about a case that you put the schach, a flat schach, and there's no wools at all. If you don't have any wools at all, it's not called an oil, it's not called a schach. But for now, Gemara's mashma, let's say near the schach you had one tefach worth of a mechitza. You had one tefach coming down, and on top of that you put the schach, that would be called kosher schach. Because as long as you have a tefach worth of an oil, that's called an oil. That's like our Gemara here. If in the middle of this haystack, there's one tefach of avar of space, and on top of that you put the schach, so since like this one tefach means there's a wall here, one tefach high, and on top of that you're putting schach, that's called an oil. So as long as you have a tefach of a mechitza on the side, now when you put a covering on top of the tefach, that's called an oil. So when you made the sukkah, like the Gemara before, let's say the walls were only 9 tefachim high, that's all. And then you made your schach. See, even though the walls are pasla walls, but lemaisa, when you made the schach there, it has the same schach, because it's called an oil. Since you have a mechitza more than a tefach, it's called now you're making an oil on top. If you're making an oil, that's called you're making schach. Now there's a new question. You have to have the fanus. What's called kosher wools? 10 tefachim. The tefachim, the fanus you could make later. Just like we had two cases before. We had a case. If metchilo, the wools were more than 20 yamas high, you're allowed to build on the bottom and it's the bone to make the sukkah kosher. I, at the time when you made the schach, was posel. The Torah says no. The schach was made the same schach. Since it had a doif in there, it's called you're making a schach. There's another locha. The wools are posel. So if you lift up the wall or else lower it down, you can make the walls kosher. But for now, with Gemara's Mashma, as long as at the time you made the schach, there was a tefach there, a mechitza worth of a tefach, that's called an oil. That's called you making the schach. And what happens later comes kosher. But after our Mishnah says that you hollow out the goddess is possible, because there was no halal tefach there. So Mela is never called you made schach. When you stam made the hay pile, you stam through hay on top of hay. It was never called a schach. Later, you hollow out the middle, now by itself it comes out, you have a schach, that's a psul tas of lemon osli. You have to make it, not if it comes by itself. So, right. Where it says, now Tanya Nami Hochi, I bring you a we learn like this also. Tanya Nami Hochi, ha choytek de godish, lasas le sukkah, somebody's hollowing out the haystack to make a sukkah, ha reizu sukkah, the other price of the sakosh was sukkah. For the Markasha, but Anantan, our Mishnah says not like that. For Anantan, our Mishnah learns, ain't a sukkah. Our Mishnah says, Achoyti the Godish, if you hollow out the haystack, is possible. So what's the teretz? El Allah Shemamina Kedrafuna, Shemamina Sarai to Rav Huna. That our Mishnah is talking about, there's not even a halal, there's not even a space of a tefach there. So you're never called made a schach. The Bryce is talking about that in the middle of the haystack, there's a space of a tefach. So therefore, when you put the hay on top of that space, it's called you're making an oil, so it's called you're making schach. That's kosher schach. Ma'ika de rami le mirma. Some ask for a question. Tanan we learned. Ha achoytet begodish. Lasas le sukkah. If somebody hollows out the haystack to make a sukkah inside it, ain't a sukkah. That's our mishnah. It's possible. You didn't make the schach. I bought time to the ask for stira now. A question. I another price that says, ha reizu sukkah. No, it's kosher sukkah. On this, Om Rav Huna comes to answer Lakashia. Kan b'shiyeh shom chalal tefach. The price that it says that's kosher is talking about, there's a space, an air space there, an air pocket of a tefach, high. How wide and how long? At least seven by seven tefachim. But b'meshach shevet, it has to be at least seven tefachim and seven tefachim. That's the shiur of a kosher sukkah. Kan our mishnah is talking about though, b'shiyeh shom chalal tefach. You don't have an ear pocket there of a tefach high with the width and the length of 7x7 tefachim. But since you don't have a shear of a tefach, also a shear of a schach, therefore when you put the hay on top of hay, you never made schach. You just made a hay pile. So therefore later when you hollow out the middle of the hay pile, it's still possible because it's never considered you made the schach. So to Mishnah. Hamishalei Stefanis. This is the way you go to make your walls. So the more you're talking about making the walls, the doifin, like you have sticks there, and you're braiding in between, you're like making it, you're weaving walls. Whereas you have sticks there, three sticks, and you're braiding it now, you're first making your wall. So you can make it two ways, either start downwards, upwards, or else start upwards, downwards. So I'm a shalish defanish, you're making your walls. Milmada lamati, you start upwards, coming downwards. In gvoya minorit shloshet tvachim sula, if when the wall was coming down, but your last three tefachim from the ground you did not weave in. It's open space there. It's a pasla or daifin. That's the klal that we say on the bottom. If it's wide three tefachim, gediyim boikim bo. It's not called a mechitza. A mechitza has to at least come within three tefachim from the ground. Then you say lover, it's attached, it's called a good mechitza. But a mechitza tluy that's hanging in the air, and somebody could walk, a kid, a gedi could walk underneath it, that's not called a mechitza. See, in gvoyev, it's higher, minars from the ground, slice tvachim sula. What about the other way? Milamata lamala. You started to make the wall downwards, upwards. In gvoyev, sar tvachim, once the first bottom tvach, 10 tvachim, you made a mechitza, ksheira. Even though the schach is 10 feet high, and now your 4 amis, your 10 tefachim is only 40 inches high, that's all. So there's a big space between the mechitza and the schach, still it's a kosher mechitza. But then we say good asik. Once you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, it goes up to the shemayim. So even though the schach is way high, as long as the schach is not above 20 amis, it's less than 20 amis, it's a kosher sukkah. Even though the mechitza is only 10 tefachim, that's a good asik. If the bottom 10 tefachim you have a mechitza, the mechitza goes up at shemayim. Rashi Hamashal Shul, Kol Milmala Lamata Kori Shulshul. Upwards, downwards is called Shulshul. Milmala Lamata means Shehischol Arig. You started to weave Hamechit Seitzla Schach near the Schach. For Yerig, Obo Kafimati came downwards. So this Mishnah will be a kasha on the Ramor. Here the Chutz Mashma. First you had the Schach, and then later you made the Mechitza. Right? Could be not like that. So Lav Dafke Eitzla Schach means the Schach was there. Just means this is the way you started to make the wall. No kitzah shloisha tefachim psula. Dainu kadesh yedaka ragdi. The kid could walk on the bad rush. They're mean a psula. Anytime the bottom of the mechitza, if three tefachim is open there, a kid could walk through. That's a stira to a mechitza. A mechitza means you divide into rishuyas. You can walk underneath it. If you can walk under the wall, it's not called a wall. Everybody knows that. That's not a wall. You can walk underneath it. Mashaykim milmata lamala. Sheyeschol larag mamati. You started to make the mechitza on the floor. As soon as you lift up the mechitza, 10 tefachim, ksheira. Even though you didn't reach the schach is 10 feet high, that's lach of good asik. Once you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, the mechitza shoots up all the way. Right, Mishnah Rabbi Yossi says, Kishem shel milmato lamalo. Asara tefachim, just like when you start downwards, upwards, as soon as you have 10 tefachim, you say good asik, the mechitza is extended all the way up. Rabbi Yossi holds, Kach milmala lamato asara tefachim. Hu adin downwards also, we say good achis. The mechitza does come down. He does know from Gdi and Boikim Bo. As long as you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, even though it's hanging in the air, and the bottom 5 tefachim is open space, still we say good achis. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. The mechitza always comes down. Just like you say the mechitza goes upwards, the mechitza goes downwards also. And we don't care the fact that you can walk underneath it, still you say good achis. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. So where it says, "B'maikim miflugi, what's our machlekes?" That ma'asav a mechitza tluya materis. Rabbi Yossi holds the mechitza that's hanging. Still, we can say it's mutter. It comes down. Good achis brings it down. Or ma'asav the rabbanon hold no mechitza tluya in a materis. The mechitza that's hanging, the bottom three tefachim is open. You don't say a good achis. The mechitza can't come down. Kediyim boikimah makes the puzzle. So the Gemara Tanan Hosim, we learned the Gemara in Erevin that a bor shebein shtei chatzeris. The Geit Hilchus Shabbos, you have a bor, a well of water, and it's in between two different chatzeres. And the two chatzeres did not make an eruv chatzeres together. So you're not allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer. And rather, there's a mechitza there dividing the two chatzeres. There's no pesach there. They couldn't make an eruv. So now, neither mechit, neither chatzer could schlep up the water on the Shabbos. Because since both chatzerim have the right to use this bor, it's like both rishuyas are in this bor. So each chotzer, when they fill up the water, they're like taking water from the other chotzer into their chotzer. You're not allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. So bor, if you have this well, shebein shtei chatzeres, not in the smack in the middle, it's on the borderline between the two chatzerim. Is ein memala memeno b'shabbos. You're not allowed to fetch the water on this Shabbos. You can't bring the water up, because you're like carrying from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Elim came only providing osalo mechitza asar tefachim. That you make there, in the middle of the well, you made a mechitza 10 tefachim. Bein milmala, whether you put this mechitza on the top of the well. Bein milmata, where the mechitza went down near the water. Bein b'teich ognoi, but providing the mechitz is inside the oigen, inside the rim of the well. As long as this ten tefachim mechitzam is inside the rim of the well, whether it's on top of the well or it's on the bottom of the well, still is kosher. So lechura here, you see lechura that by water, that's the cloud we say mechitza tluyas materis. Even though you put this mechitza only on top of the well, so true, these 10 tefachim here has the mechitza, but the bottom of the well, there's no mechitza. So lechura, why is it mutter to carry? So here you have to say, we look as if this mechitza now goes all the way down to the bottom. We just said, Chum say, you don't say, the mechitza goes downwards. We say, Gedim Boikimbo. But that was the cloud we have in the Gemara and Ervin, that by Mayim is a kilobar abonin. Anytime you want the mechitza to go downwards, to be mati you, to be able to carry up water on Shabbos, the abonin made a kula. That negeya to Mayim, negeya to making a division between water, to say you have a mechitza going all the way down, that now this side of the water belongs to this chotzer, this side of the water belongs to that chotzer, we're making by Mayim. So that's what this din is. You have this bor, and you're making a mechitza inside the well, it helps. We have a Shimon Gamliel, he says like this, that Beishama Yom and Beishama holds Milmala. The mechitza Badavka has to be on top, or else it's enough if it's on top. Rashi said, Gedayah, it's enough, Im also Milmala Mitechagni. As long as you put this mechitza, even though it's only on top of the well, it does not reach the bottom of the well, you have to come on to good acha to say the mechitza goes down, still it's kosher. Beis Hillel says no milmata. Beis Hillel holds no, it has to dafka reach the bottom of the well. In other words, Beis Hillel holds even by water, we're not makel to say mechitza tluyas help. It's not enough the mechitza is inside the well, it has to go all the way down to the bottom of the water. Or at least touch the water. Omri Abu Dabhuda says, Loi tehe mechitza gedoyle min ha-kaisel shebneim. He says no. So mechitza can't be better off than the kaisel in between them. What does he mean to say? The Chur means to say that a mechitza for sure helps. Rashi says, min ha-kaisel shebneim. That means, oiso ha-nases l'chutz, bein ha-chatzeres, u-tluya p'nei p'yabor. Now, you have two chatzerim here. Now they made a mechitza to divide the two chatzerim. So the mechitza pushed on the ground was very good. The mechitza started on the ground and went and divided the two chatzerim like here. You have a mechitza mamas going along. The question was there was a well in between. So how do you make a mechitza? You elevated the mechitza and it goes straight across the well, then comes down again and again divides the two chatzerim. So there's a complete wall between this chotzer and the other chotzer. You have a good wall going, and when it comes upon the well, you lift the wall up on top of the well. See, so that mechitza, just like this mechitza helps to divide the two chatzerim. This chatzer is one rishus, the other chatzer is the other rishus. He holds also the mechitza, even though it's completely on top of the bar, it's also matter. That we say good achis, the mechitza goes straight down, and this side of the bar belongs, the water belongs to this chatzer, and the other side of the bar belongs to the other chatzer. He sees mekel. If you don't know, you say good achis, even though the wall is above, so you can say it comes down. It doesn't even have to be inside the bor. So Rashi says, "Me'akhesamim oisa nasis lechutz bein hachateres utluya pnei piyabor v'yavu bishle nasis bishvil amayin." Even though it wasn't made to go inside the well, because sover yabud olds mechitza tluya materes bechateres afilu kol tutul. He lechur holds like Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah that a mechitza tluya does help, even though the mechitza is hanging in the air, it doesn't come down to the ground. But as long as you have a mechitza 10 tefachim high, even though it's hanging in the air, the Chura Yudah holds like our Mishnah of Yosef Shittim, that we say good achis, the mechitza could come down, even though a kid could walk underneath it, there's no concern. That's what the Gemara says, Tak, Amar Rav, Amar Avchan, Amar Rav Yechanan, we have Yehuda b'shittas of Yosef Amra. We have Yehuda goes like our Mishnah of Yosef Shittim, the Omar mechitza tluya materis, that he holds the mechitza tluya is materis. Alright, we'll go over this again tomorrow. Let's test tomorrow.